Okay, today is Daf Kuf Hey. We're on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. You know what? Okay, so we're up to on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, third line from the bottom. Hariel ad mincha yavi eza shiirta. If somebody promises to bring a mincha, he can bring whatever he wants. Tana, hoel, that's not even what we're going to discuss. Rabbi Yehuda said you bring a mincha solas. Why you bring a mincha solas? So the Mishnah said, because it is miuchados sheva minchas, the best of the minchas. What did he mean by that? So, says the Gemara, Tana, hoel upasak bo hakasev tchila. You know why it's the best? Because it's the first one the Torah mentions. First one the Torah mentions. So why would the Torah mention it first? Obviously it's the best. Elamayata, 1 second. Omer harei alai ola. If someone says I'm going to bring an ola, stam. I'm going to bring an ola. You can bring an ola from any animal. Yavi mina bed bakar. You should only bring it from cattle. Ha'ol pasach for a kasev tchila, because the pasach mentioned it first. Minatzon. If someone says I'm going to bring an ola from tzon, yavi keves. Bring a sheep. Ha'ol pasach for a kasev tchila. Torah mentioned that one first. Minaof. If someone says I'm going to bring a bird, yavi torim. You should bring a torim bird. Ha'ol pasach for a kasev tchila. Alama tanan. Why do we learn later in the week? Hare alai ola. Someone promises to bring an ola, yavi keves, he could bring a keves. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, tor o ben yona. No, he could bring a tor or ben yona. And the Gemara is going to say that they're not arguing, that in one place the custom was to bring birds, in one place the custom was, so everyone said, bring whatever you want. V'lo peligra v'yudah. But he didn't say a word about that at Machloka. He didn't say a word. He didn't pipe in about that. Obviously, it's not true. So why is solas the miuchados sheva minchas? Ela, my miuchados sheva minchas, what does that mean? It's the best of the minchas? Can't be because it's the one mentioned first. That can't be, right? The answer is, Delespe Le Shem Levi. It doesn't have an accompanying name. Minchas Machavas. Minchas Marcheshas. Once you give an accompanying name, it's already reduced in stature. It's the Mincha. Right? The Mincha. When we say the Mincha, that's very special. Right? So...
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you which Mincha.
Exactly.
The mincha doesn't tell you which mincha.
So says Rabbi Yehuda, it means that one. It means the soulless one. So, v'atani holo pasach v'achasav t'chila, kamar. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa said the reason why that's first is because it's mentioned first in the pasuk. Right. Not because it's the one that doesn't have a shem levai. Not the reason. They get the reason. The reason was because it's mentioned first. That doesn't make any sense because no other carbon's like that. So Gemara says, hachi kamar. This is what it means. Ezehu mincha miyuchetes, which is a special mincha, Shebim Menachos, among the Menachos, the Leflin Shem Levi, that doesn't have any accompanying name, you know which one that is? Zu, Shepasach Abba Kasav Tchila, the one that the Torah mentioned first. That's the one. Pshita, Minchas Solas Kamar. I don't need Rabbi Huda for that. I look up at the Torah, and the first one mentions Minchas Solas. So Gemara says, you're right, Simon Abba Alma. It was just a memory aid. Just to remind you, that's all he meant to say. Fine. Now, the next Gemara actually is quite difficult. Read this again. So the Mishnah said the following. If you go back to the Mishnah for a second, the Mishnah said, if somebody promises to bring mincha, o min ha mincha, what's that mean? A mincha, or a min ha mincha, yavi achas. Minchos, o min Minchos, Yavishtayim. Okay? When it says min ha-mincha, the word min is singular, and the minchos becomes plural. Right. We didn't change the min, the word min, that we left. We only changed the word minchos. Mincha, minchos. So, by Rav Papa, what about mine mincha mahu? What if you change the word from min to mine? You make it plural. You hear? Kivan to Amar mine, is tarti kamar? Does it mean two? Umay mincha? What is it mincha? Mine mincha. Mincha is a singular. What does that mean? Mine mincha? It means mine from the world of mincha. That's what it means. From the world of mincha. The kule minchos nami mincha mikuyen. Because all the minchas will use in a single term mincha. Means the world of minchas. Right? The ksiv, like it says, v'zos toras mincha. This is the world of mincha. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivan de Amar mincha, since it said mincha, chad de mincha ka Amar. It means only one mincha. Umay minei mincha. Why does it say minei in plural? Hachikamar. This is what you mean to say. Mimine mincha, from the world of mincha, chada mincha lai. I'm bringing one.
So he didn't designate exactly which one he's bringing.
No. Again, Rav Papa said, the Mishnah said, if you say min ha mincha, one. Right. Min ha minchos, two. Right. What about mine mincha? Does that mean one or two? Well, mine means two, but mincha means one. Right. So which one is it? That was Rav Papa's question. Something Rav Yirmiyahu would probably ask. That's Rav Papa's question.
No,
okay?
Mine
mincha.
It's not a
Rav
Yirmiyahu question.
Right, it's not, right? It's just a... It's a dicta question. What does mine mean? Does it mean two? And then mincha means the world of mincha? Or does mine mean one? Why are you using a word, to a plural word? Why are you using a plural word if it means only one? Because it means from the mincha. From the minchas, then you're picking one.
From the variety.
From the variety, exactly. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from the Mishnah, which it's not going to be able to do. And then we go move on from there to Brises. So here we go. Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Mincha ben ha-mincha. What did the Mishnah say? Mincha or min mincha, yav yachas. If you use the word mincha or min mincha, you bring one. Ha mine mincha, shtayim. That implies, doesn't say that, but it implies, mine mincha is two. Aim a seifa. But look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Minchos or min minchos, yavishtayim. You bring two. Ha mine mincha, that implies that mine, plural mincha, is chada, is one. You hear that? So elameha lekalavash mine. From our mission, you can't resolve the question either way. Okay? You can't resolve it either way. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from a brisa. Okay? The Brisa says as follows. Min minchos olai. Min minchos. Singular the word min. Double word minchos. Yavi shtei minchos mi min echad. You have to bring two minchos from the same min. Same type. Why? Because you said min minchos. Ha mi mine. But if you would have said the word mi mine, then mincha chada, it would be only one. Yeah. Funny how plural turns into one, right?
That's not uncommon in the way you do things.
No. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Saraya. Dilma maybe. Ha, mine mincha, maybe shtei minchos, mishnei minim. No, maybe that would mean you bring two minchos from two minim, not two minchos from one min.
So why wouldn't it say mini minchos?
So the Gemara says, vaha lo tani hachi. That's not what it said. It said min minchos alai. Min minchos. Min singular. Minchos alai. Maybe shtei minchos. You bring two minchos. Mi min echad. From the same type of mincha. Mine minchos alai. Mine minchos. Both plural. Maybe shtei minchos. You have to bring two minchos. Mi shnei minim. From two different varieties. A machavas and a marcheshes. Two different things. Ha mine mincha, but if you bring mine mincha, then chada. That would imply only one. Right? It would imply only one. So we've answered our question from her. We resolved our. Where Papa had a question. What does mine mincha mean? And what are we answering? One.
One.
Right? So the Gemara says no. Dilma ha mani Reb Shimoni. Maybe it's Reb Shimon. The Arma who said. Yavi. You can bring half and half. What does that mean? So, yesterday we looked at the five. There are five minchas, right? And the art school here in the back of the Bekor school has an amazing, these two pages, and all the minchas. Only five of them. So, the first one is a soleth, macheshes, and machavas. That's two and three. And then four and five is tanur chalos, and mafatanur. Baked in an oven, chalos, and the number five is baked in an oven, rikikin. What's the difference? The difference is how the oil is applied. So it's number four and number five. Says Reb Shimon, you can mix and match the four and five. You're supposed to make 10 chalos. So you can make 5 chalos, 10 breads. You can make 5 chalos and 5 rikikin.
Right. Right.
Why can't you do that? Now, the Tanna Kamma, whoever argues, says you can't do that. But Rav Shimon says you can do that. There's no, you only need 10 of 10 and 10. Give me 5 and 5. Maybe it can even be, I saw one of the footnotes said, maybe it can even be 6 and 4, and 7 and 3. Do whatever you want. So, according to Rav Shimon, it's one mincha. And what we said before, if you say Shmine Menachos, you have to bring two minchas from two different types.
Right.
One Soles, one Machavas, one Marcheshes, two different types. Right? So now we're saying, no, maybe it's Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon holds, you can bring one mincha and from two types. How's it two types? Because you can bring half Chalas and half Rekikin.
All the same mincha.
All the same mincha. I once called Minchas Chala, I once called Minchas Rekikin. Right. Correct. That's number 4 and number 5. Again, the only difference is, if you look at the only difference is how you apply the oil.
Right.
They're really the same thing. So there's insurance, you can mix and match. So you have one mincha, but it's really two minchas. Okay? So maybe it's Rav Shimon who said that, right? Dilma Haman, Rav Shimon, he, the Amar, Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rekik, and Yavi. Umay Mine Mincha, what's Mine Mincha, plural? Because Mincha de Isbe Trey Mini. It's two species, two in one Mincha. Chalos and Rekikin, right? In two kinds of Mincha, in really one Mincha. That's all you meant to say. That's Mine Minchas. But what about our question?
So what you're saying is Mincha, the word Mincha is a generic term.
We know that already. It means five things.
Right.
And so when you say Mine...
Then you're specifying which one of the generic...
Right, so in the Mishnah you said Min Mincha or Min Minchos.
Right.
Min Mincha. I'm going to bring a Min Mincha.
Right.
What do you mean by that? I don't know. Whatever the Torah says. Sure. Oh, Torah says to bring one. Fine, I'll bring one. Min Minchos. You have to bring
right.
two.
Right.
What about Mine Mincha? That's our Papa's question. Mine Mincha? What does that mean? So we try to bring a right, it means one. No, maybe it means what Rav Shimon says. You can bring one, but really it's two. Because you're bringing half and half. So, Aval Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, the Amri, Mechza Chalos, Umechza Rekikin, Lo Yafi, they hold, you can't do such a thing. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Mincha Chalos is Chalos, and Rekikin is Rekikin. And never the twain shall meet.
Right.
Two separate karmas. So according to them, it's two separate things, right? So then according to him, we don't have an answer. We don't have an answer to the question, what does Mine mean? We don't know what it means. Right? What? Yeah, so maybe Shtei Menachos Mishtei Minim. It'll be two and two. Why? Because Mine Menachos... What?
Because it covers everything.
No, because that's what it means. Mine means two. According to Rav Shimon, it can even be one. How can it be one? Because you're baking ma'afa tanur, and you can use half and half.
Yes.
It's really one, it's two, it's one, it's two, whatever you want to call it. Going through Rabban, it's also, you can't do that. It would be two separate kabanos. Okay, that's it. That was the hard part of that. It wasn't so bad. Next. Pirashti, v'eini yodea ma pirashti. If someone says, I know I donated a carbon, but I don't know what I donated. A mincha. I know I did one of them. So yavi chamishin. You have to bring all five.
Right.
Why? Because maybe it was
one
of the five. Maybe that was the one. You have to bring all five. Mantara, who said that? Amar of Yirmiyah, the lo kerb Shimon. It can't be Reb Shimon. Why not? The ikerb Shimon, given to Amar mechza chalos mechza rekikin yavi, Reb Shimon allows you to bring half and half. So according to Reb Shimon, there are more than five combinations.
Yeah.
According to everyone else, only five. One, two, three, four, five. According to Reb Shimon, is one, two, three, four, and five. Then he can mix and match. He can mix and match the chalos and the rekikin. So therefore, mechzachal uinami or savalok of Yehuda to Amar kol haminchos both eser that every time you bring a carbon, right, that it's 10 chalos as opposed to Reb Meir and Daf Ayin Vav. Reb Meir said it's 12. So either Yeholak of Yehuda or Yeholak of Shimon. Really, it's Reb Shimon that you can mix and match. You don't have to bring five, then you have to bring ikas l'svuke arba asar menachos. You have to bring 14. Why 14?
Covers everyone.
What?
It covers everything. It covers all combinations.
Right. So how many combinations? So if you have 10, if you have to bring 10 breads, and you can bring
every combination,
you will get to 11 combinations. 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, then 9, 6 and 4. The other way, it'll be 11 combinations. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's what he says.
Why? It's 10 times 4 different ones.
All chalas. 9 and 1. Right?
Oh, it's only in those two versions. Oh, yeah. The red versions.
Right. Oh. So it comes out to be 11 versions. 11. Plus the other 3. There are 5 chalas. There are 5 types of minchas. The first 3, and the second 2, the last 2, are chalas and rekikin. So you can bring 10 and 10, and then all the combinations will give you 11, a total of 11. So 11 plus 3 is 14.
That's too little.
What? Yeah, have it over here. All chalas,
isn't it,
9 chalas.
It's 14 combinations, not 14.
Right, 8 chalas, 7 chalas, 6 chalas, 5 chalas, 4 chalas, 3 chalas, 2 chalas,
1
chala. Right? Then 1 chala and 9, or all we're kicking.
Yeah.
That's 11.
Yeah, it's 11 combinations.
It's 11 combinations.
Yeah, not 11 minchas.
But you're going to bring 11, you have to bring 11 minchas. Because which combination did you intend?
It's 11 times the 10.
Right, it's 11, it's 11 combinations plus the other 3. According to the Tanakhama, you have to bring, you say, I donated a mincha, I don't know what I'm donating. You have to bring 5. Why? One of each type. According to Rav Shimon, you can mix and match, you're much more than 5.
But it's 11 combinations of 10 minchas.
Correct.
Which is 110 plus 3.
That's what you're saying? It's 110?
110.
No, I think it's only 11.
How do you get to 110?
There's 11 combinations.
Okay. We'll go of 10 minchas.
No. There's 11 combinations of how you can play with 10 breads.
Right, so that's 10 times 11.
No, it's only 11. It's 11 combinations. Maybe you donated 9 and 1. Right, maybe maybe 8 and 2. Maybe 7 and 3. Maybe 6 and 4. Maybe 5 and 5. Maybe 6 and 4 the other way.
Because there's only 2 different versions.
Right, it's only 2 breads.
If
chalas or rekikin. Right. Maybe it was 9 chalas and 1 rekikin. Maybe it was 9 rekikin and 1 chala.
So what you're saying is that 14,
14, no, but 11, it's 11 of these plus the 3.
Right. If you bring 11, then within those 11 you can get...
Every combination.
Correct. That's right.
Plus the other 3, plus 14.
Okay.
The Mishnah said you have to bring 5.
Okay.
According to Shimon, it's much more than 5.
Shimon's
a cooler, right? Shimon's a cooler, you can mix and match. Comes out to be a chumrah. Well, you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to be worse. Yeah.
Because he had the same thing with the
what?
Couple days ago with the Nisachon.
Yeah.
Also,
interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. So you hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
So it can't be, our mission said you have to be 5. Our mission can't be Reb Shimon. Can't be.
He has more.
So, the Gemara says, 14. Amar Baya, nah, afilu tem Reb Shimon. I can even figure out a way how it could be Reb Shimon. How could it be? How's it possible? He'll just bring 11 combinations just of the two. I'll tell you how. Shmaina leila Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the Amar, Maisi, Umasni. What you do is you bring a mincha and you make a condition, like a tanai. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says like this: let's say lemacharas on the following day. What's going on? So you have no idea without looking at Rashi. The last Rashi says lemacharas mevi ashama velugo imo. Here, but Tosefta de Nazir is katani la misha yisafik nazir tame safik tahar. Suffolk mitzoru muchlat tame suffolk tahar. So you're suffolk nazir, that became tame. You're not sure you became tame. So what do? You have to drink karbanos if you became tame, but it's a suffolk. I'm not sure I became tame. I don't know if I was in the same room with that dead body. I don't know. So what do? You bring karbanos and you make it tonight, right? And you say like this: what?
If I did it,
maybe ashama velugo imo. You bring the asham and the log together. And you say like this, V'omar, im mitzoruhu, if I really was a mitzorah, zeu ashamo, v'zeu lugo. Here's my ashram, here's my log. V'im lavin, if not, ashram zeh, hihei shalmi nedava, the ashram should be a shlamim. I'm turning the ashram into a shlamim. V'oso ashram, and this ashram, ta'an shchita batzafon, because maybe it's an ashram, v'matan bahonos, you put the oil on the fingers and the toes of the Metorah. Why? Because maybe he's an Asham. Maybe it's a Metorah. So maybe it's a real Asham. Smicha. You don't do Smicha on Asham. But you do Smicha on a Shlam. So you do Smicha. Nesachim, Tenufas, Chaza, Vishok. And you also have to do all these are all Shlamim procedures. right? Hashem, we don't do these things. So we're doing both karbanos. Why? Because we don't know what it is. It's either Hashem or Shlomim.
Covering your base.
Right? Exactly, we're covering our bases. V'nechal zichri kahuna, and it's only eaten by male kahanim, unlike a Shlomim, liyom v'layla, unlike a Shlomim, one day and one night, unlike a Shlomim. Unlike a Shlomim, right? Shlomim can eat for 2 days. Why are we doing all that? Because you don't know. Right? So says Abaya, just like Shimon said, you could do that by a Nazir, or a Mitzvah when you're in doubt. You could do the same thing here when you're in doubt. Right, so how does he answer the question? You don't have to bring 11, you can bring 5. You don't bring 14, you can bring 5. What do you say? If I'm chayev to bring this one, then here it is. And if not, it's a nedava. Right? So
So what is he saying? It's semantics. If it's a nedava, it's not a chiyuv.
What?
Is that what he's saying? If it's a dove, it's not a chiyuv.
If it's an adav, it's not a chiyuv. It's a donation. So I have to bring one mincha.
Right.
I don't know which one. So I bring all 5 and say, if it's this one, then this is the one. And if not, it's an adava. So that's what we did with the Ashman and the Shlomim. Same thing. So you don't have to bring all 14, because I'm not sure why not. Why don't you think still bring all 14? And
because
it says
each one of them will serve either purpose.
I hear. That's what I'm saying. Each one will serve either purpose. Sure. Right. Fine.
You only have to bring the 14 if you can't. You have to do every combination.
Right. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Right. Now, the Afal Gaf, even though the Kamafrig Mar B'Shchitas Kachim, we asked the Kasha on Reb Shimon B'Shchitas Kachim. We said, what kind of thing is that to bring one carbon with the rules of both carbonos? We're not such a thing like that, right? We explained, why is Reb Shimon allow that? Yeah, you know, funny thing. You're bringing an Asham, but you're doing Shlomim procedure to it? Because maybe it's a Shlomim, because you don't know what you're doing, because you have a Safek? Where do we ever find such a thing? Says Reb Shimon, says the Gemara, Eimad Amr Reb Shimon, Maisi Umasni. When did Reb Shimon allow this? Lechatchila, you could do this? With Tikune Gavra, because the guy will be in limbo the rest of his life. Is he a Mintumah or not? Is he a Minazir Mitzorah or not? We got to get him out of that. The rest of his life, he can't be in a state. So Lechatchila, he will allow you to do this. Otherwise, he's stuck, mamish. Right? Avo ba'alma, but in Stama, a Suffolk issue, we're not going to allow you to do 2 carbonos in 1 carbon. B'di'evet in. Okay, if you did it, well, okay, b'di'evet. L'chadchila lo, we can't do that. So how are we telling a guy here with a Suffolk? What's a Suffolk? He has to bring a carbon mincha. What's the downside over here? What's going to happen to him? Is that going to be a limbo? Nothing's going to... So do it right. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to let you do 2, you know, different carbonos. We're going to count it as if it's different combinations. Why? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why.
Yeah, what's there? He's answering himself.
Right. He's saying, why would I only allow that funny case? Because the guy shouldn't be in limbo his whole life. He's stuck.
What's it? He's even out.
Exactly. So why are we allowing you to be cheap about it? Why are you cheap about it? Well, you have no out. The guy's going to be stuck his whole life. Right? Here, why is he stuck? So Gemara says, no, that's not really the reason. Hani mili gavi shlomim. You know why? You know why we would not do it? So why can't we do the chakilah b'shlomim? Why not? Why can't we kill 2 birds with 1 stone? Why not? Because the kamamayit ba'achilasan. Because you're reducing the length of time you can eat shlomim. Shlomim's 2-day carbon. By you combining it with an asham, you're making it a 1-day carbon. You're increasing the chances of noser. That's what you're doing. Because how am I going to eat all that in 1 day?
So therefore,
we don't want to do this. We don't want to turn shlomims into ashams.
Okay.
Because you're reducing the time you can eat it. Okay, so the guy's going to be in limbo his whole life. We'll do it. Otherwise, why should we do it? Right? We don't want to do that. Avo minchas, afil lechatchila. But by a carbon mincha, every mincha can only be eaten for 1 day. So there's no downside to doing it like this. So why not? Yeah, we don't do it. Yeah, we don't do it because there's a counter pressure not to do it. There's no reason. Rashi says, Shema Shlomim, maybe it's really supposed to be a Shlomim, Uzman Achilasan, Shneyamim, Falaila Echad. And the Zman of the Shlomim is 2 days and 1 night. For given the Asham, Ein Onecha El Yom Falaila. Asham only eaten 1 day and 1 night. The nose are so wraith, the nose has to get burnt. Nimtza, maybe Kachim, will base up Psol Shlok Adin. You're going to have to burn Noser for no reason, for no good reason. You're burning Noser. I can't eat all that in 1 day. I know, what about every other asham that was brought in the base of it? How they managed to eat it? I don't know. It's a good question. Aval minchas halalu zman achilas and shava filach achilu nami. Since a mincha, every mincha at the same time you can eat it.
Right.
So might as well let them do whatever they want. What's the difference? What's the downside? That's why it would be different over here. Okay. Now the Gemara asks a very hard question. Amaler Papa Labaya. Good. So according to you, for Papa says to Abaya, according to you, what does Reb Shimon hold? You only have to bring five minchas. Because the combination's in there somewhere. The combo's in there somewhere. Whatever you wanted to do, it's in there. Wanted to bring 10 of one? It's 10. 9, it's all in there somehow. So Reb Shimon to Amar Mechzachal to Mechzach Rekik and Yavi, he holds he can bring even 5 and 5, right? He holds he can bring 5 and 5. Hakamaisi Isaron Echad Mishneyes Ronim V'log Echad Mishnei Lugim. What does he mean to say? Says Rashi, Hashta Isaron Mizek Tzas U'Mizek Tzas. You have an Isaron of what's going to end up being Chala, an Isaron of what's going to end up being Rikikin,
right.
And you're going to mix and match. V'kam Ma'arev Shtei Minchos B'Hadi Adati. You're going to combine them. V'yu Lo Nader Elachada Mincha. You only promised to bring one Mincha. So you promised. You promised only one mincha. What are we doing now? We're bringing 5 minchas. Why are we bringing 5? Because you don't know what you promised.
Right.
Forget the first 3 for a minute. The second 2 are 10 chalas or 10 rikikin. But Reb Shimon says you can mix and match. So if you're mixing and matching, you're going to take one isaron, split it in half, half chalas, half rikikin. Same thing with the log of shemen. So the question is, where am I? Shmi'in and Yeah. Yavi hakamaisi atzaron echad mishnei esronim v'log echad mishnei esronim mishnei lugin shmi'in and leilor b'shem and da'amar im hevi isaron echad mishnei esronos v'log echad mishnei lugin yatza. That's fine. He says it's fine. You can do that. Nikmat hechi kametz. How are you doing kamitza exactly? How are you doing kamitza?
Why is it, isn't it kamitza done only one way, I think?
No? It's only done on one.
Yeah.
So how are you doing kamitza, and the kamitza, but what's kamitza? You take a kamitza full, you burn on the mizbeach.
Right.
The rest of it, you bake whatever you want. So you bake 10 chalas, 10 rikikin. Rosh Hashanah says, you can make 5 and 5. So you're taking the isaro and you're splitting it in half. So how do you do with a kamitza? Right? Right, a kamitza can't be done by Safek. You can't do a kamitza from Safek. So where are you doing the kamitza from? You have 2 isronos here that are going to be half and half. How are you doing a kamitza? If you do kamitza from one over the other, you're not allowed to have in your hand in the kamitza something else. You can't have, beans and kamitza. You can't do that. So if I have non-kamitza flour in my hand, with the kamitza flour, it's a chatzitza.
Yeah.
How do I do that? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you how. The masni, you make a condition of Arman, you say like this. Ichalos l'chudaihu, v'rikikin l'chudaihu, Omri, if I promised to bring chalos separately and rikikin separately, deka kamitznach mechalos, levia chalos. So when I do kamitza on the chalos, it applies to the chalos. Deka kamitznach rikikin, levia rikikin. And when I do kamitza on the rikikin, let it apply to the rikikin.
It's still mixed, though.
But the kamitza afterwards. Afterwards, I'll mix them. E mechza rikikin or mechza chalos amri. But if I said I'm going to, here's the question. If I said I'm going to bring 5 and 5, how am I doing kamitza on 5? How am I doing it? They call kamitza mechalos lehave a mechza chalos umechza rikikin. If I do kamitza on the chala isaron, I'm going to apply it to the kamitza of the other one also, of the rikikin.
How do you do that?
One second. First, let's say u deka kamitzna merikikin, and when I do kamitza, then on the rikikin isaron, lehave amechza rikikin umechza chalos. Let it apply to the other 5 as well. How does that work? V'aboy mikmat chad komet michalos umerikikin. How can I do such a thing? I have to have kamitza from the chalos and the rikikin. Right? For kama komets michalos arikikin umarikikin achalos. And now here I'm doing chalos for rikikin and rikikin for chalos. How could I do that? Shmayin and leilu Reb Shimon. No, Reb Shimon says, the Amar who says, im kamats va'ala b'yado mechad al shneim yatza. Reb Shimon holds that if you do kamitza one for the other, it's okay.
even though it's a wrong kmitza?
If it's not wrong, it's just not right.
Right.
No, it's not wrong, right? Yeah. It's not
you
wrong.
You still get credit for it.
Right? What?
So you're saying you still get credit for
correct.
It, even though it may not be exact.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Correct. All right, should we do a little bit more? We'll get to the daf? We have 3 minutes. We have more than 3 minutes. What time is it?
It's 5:05. You have 3 to?
It's 6:54.
Yeah, that's time. Okay. So, yeah. The problem is that we explain now how you do the kmitza. What about the oil? There's also now logs of oil that you bring.
Right.
So what do you do with that?
But, so ultimately, yeah. He's only taking from one part.
No, he's taking from... Correct. No, you're taking both. You're doing two kmitzas, I believe. But what if you're mixing up, you're doing half and half?
Right.
So this kmitza is on for everything, and then the other kmitza is on for everything.
Right.
So you're covering yourself. That's what I think he's doing. Voyeka Moser Hashemin.
But you're not worried about a chatzitza.
Correct. Because he says, it's not a problem.
Right.
That's what he holds. It's not a problem.
So he's only coming one for everything.
Correct. Voyeka Moser Hashemin. What about, now, Moser Hashemin is as follows. So, the difference between the chalas and the rakikin is, right, the first three procedures are the same for every mincha. You put in oil, you put in flour, then you put in water. That's the first thing of the same. Then what do you do? So then you have four, five, six, seven, all the different. So when it comes to chalas and rakikin, number four is you knead it. Number five is you make it into breads. Number six is you break it, you bake it. And number seven is you fold it.
Right.
When it comes to rakikin, number four is you knead it. Number five is you bake it. Number six is you put more oil back on. Mm. And number seven is you fold it up. It's pesisin. So the difference is the oil. You only put oil on rakikin. Why? Torah says.
It's an oily oil.
Right. So you only put oil on rakikin. So now what do you do? Well, most are with the leftover oil. You start out with a certain amount of oil. You put it in to get it going.
And then you put
You put oil again at the end, right? That could be you put oil again. That's number five. You put oil again. You have leftover oil. Leftover oil, smear after you baked it. Schmear oil on the front. So what do you do with the leftover oil now? Half and half. So it's you're mixing and matching. For ikka moser hashemen, di mech the chalos metzah rechikin amar, moser hashemen, mach zero lechalos, right? Eid kula rechikin amar, moser hashemen, necha lekahanim. If it's for chalos, then the leftover oil gets eaten by the kahanim. If it's for rechikin, it gets put on the minchas.
Right.
So what do you do here? Half and half. So, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, the Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, Rav Shimon ben Shimon, Umoshchan Kimin Ki, right? On the Rekikin, you smear it like the letter Ki, whatever the letter that letter is, Umoshar Hashemin, and left after that, Nechal Kahanim. Then after that, you let the Kahanim eat it. So you do both. You do the Moshar Hashemin for the Rekikin, and you do the Moshar Hashemin for the Chalos. All right, so we'll stop here.
Why don't you get it right the first time?
We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Solve this problem.